This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out to all our listeners tonight in Slidell and New Orleans, Louisiana, listening to us on AM 1560 WSLA. And our thoughts and prayers go with you. Please be careful. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. And I'll be right back because here comes Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to all of the Captain's Army. And boy, there's sure enough to talk about tonight. Whoa, what's going on? I can't even read my notes, so just roll with the punches here. This is kind of the second night of the last of the blessing night, but every night you guys get blessed. But I just want to mention some names. First of all, Dan, I know it's a sacrifice for you to come on because Dan is so busy, but
Dan the man.
Yes. Professor Emeritus Dan, it's always good to hear from you. Even if it's just a minute you can get on. We love you. And to Flip and to Maria and by the way, and Major Mac, to all of you in Germany, by the way, I left one out last night that's always listening. My lists are just getting so long. Terry in Nashville.
Yep.
And somebody said to me, they had the nerve to say to me yet today, did you, or yesterday, you forgot to give a gold star. I forgot, I usually do. That's to where we get the most listeners from, but I could be wrong, so let the captain correct me if I'm wrong. I think it would be Florida and definitely Georgia. Because we've got huge amounts in Valdosta, Carrollton, Atlanta. I think we have...
Well, I have 13 affiliate stations in the state of Florida, and I have 5 now in Georgia.
Oh.
So 18 of the 175 are right here in those two states.
Okay, good. Okay, I didn't...
Including Atlanta.
Okay, good. Because I didn't even discuss this with the captain people. I didn't get a chance. But that's what I would think would happen.
And Atlanta's the number 8 radio market in the country.
Yeah, we've got some great... You people in Atlanta, Carrollton, and Valdosta, I said last night, I tell you, the captain loves y'all, and so do I. And you Floridians that call in, and by the way, we had great call-ins last night. Even Catwoman called in. It's always good to hear from, but anyway, God bless you all, and, of course I'm a little concerned if I sound like a little different. I'm concerned when we have the huge things like events that, such as this Barry, I was with prayer partners yesterday, prayer people. We were just overloaded with prayer, but we can't stop everything. Remember, there's going to be storms in life. In fact, that's something I'm going to talk about in just a second to end tonight because I was thinking about that. We can't stop everything. However, the Bible does say to believers, this is so unprogrammed for me tonight, but this is what I'm thinking. It says, 1,000 could fall at your left side, 10,000 at your right, but it will not happen to you. So I was talking to my minister about that yesterday. I said, you know, just because things happen, it doesn't mean it has to happen to us. So don't anybody get scared if things are happening around you. I live in a place where there's always things happening around me. But, you know, God can keep us in his own way. And I had a special prayer I was going to put on about that tonight. We'll do that another night because I'm just it's been kind of one of those days today where, of course, I'm concerned about this storm. And we're trying, you know, when we do this, we prayer warriors, and some of you know what I mean, we try to at least pray them down, but in intensity. If we can't change where they're going, we definitely can pray them down. Does that mean that it's going to happen? Well, sometimes yes, sometimes, you know, God's in charge. That's all I'm going to say. There are reasons beyond what I understand. But anyway, to all of you, just know everyone's been prayed over last night and tonight. Every one of you has been prayed about. You know, Captain, you have. And you know, Captain never knows what I'm going to say exactly. Even I don't know. But the most loyal, brilliant, intelligent, loving team anyone can have. And with tears in my eyes, I would dare anybody to find a group such as this, Captain. But that's because we have a good leader such as you. Okay. Now, I was thinking of something yesterday in my prayer time, which I really tried to find yesterday. It's very important for me to do that. Make sure I'm connected to God before I come on the air. And you know, there's a few words from a song. I don't even have it in front of me, but I remember it. Because I was thinking, why God? Why is it some go through so much and some go through so little? I'll never have that answer. I will never know. But we know it's true. Some have tribulation their whole life. Some get by with, like, just good luck. There's a song, God Leads Us Along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through his blood. Some through great sorrow, but God lends a song in the night season and all the day long. And all I can say is he'll give you that song and he'll lead us along, but I don't understand it all. Let me give you something else in ending. I just found it a while ago in Romans 13. I love it. I just love these words. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves others has fulfilled the law. Those are powerful words. I just wrote them down probably an hour before the show. I opened my Bible and there it was. God always gives me, I said, that's the word I have to end with tonight. The love that this show has, the love of country, amazes me. We're all patriotic, if nothing else. And we love God. And it's so powerful. Oh, no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves others has fulfilled the law. And on this show, we can say that. God bless you all. You are loved, and don't forget that. And God bless this great nation we so love also. Captain, thank you so much.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her, and we'll be right back. And if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number. So, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling or you're having nagging pain, would say arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, maybe your knees ache too. How about muscle aches and pains? I got a great idea for you. Worked for me. It should work for you. Relief Factor. Now, you can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. And many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks or less. Now, I'd reached a point where at the time I was trying to walk my dog around the block, and I've suffered a number of injuries, and I have a lot of aches and pains from those injuries, in both as a firefighter and in the military, and it became a challenge to go out there when I had my dog to walk from around the block. Now, after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was not able to walk around the block. I was able to go further because sometimes the dog wanted to go further, and away we go on an adventure. You know how that goes. So now I take my Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning and once again in the evening before I start doing my show prep here for my radio show. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more and order your $19.95 3-week quick start today. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It works for me. It'll work for you. Now, Nancy Pelosi is warning her caucus, who she had a meeting with yesterday. She's warning her caucus about no theatrics, no drama, be respectful, behave yourself at the Mueller hearing this week coming up. Well, to that I say good luck, right? And here is more about what Nancy Pelosi had to say about the caucus meeting that she had.
I said what I'm going to say in the caucus. that's where this is appropriate. And I said what I'm going to say in the caucus. They took offense because I addressed, at the request of my members, an offensive tweet that came out of one of the members' offices that referenced our blue dogs and our new Dems essentially as segregationists. Our members took offense at that. I addressed that. How they're interpreting and carrying it to another place is up to them. But I'm not going to be discussing it any further. Yes, ma'am.
If I could just follow up briefly, you talk a lot about civility in the conference.
Yeah.
This is a message that you preached yesterday to the members.
Yes.
But many of those freshman members who have taken offense to your comments have found it demoralizing. Do you have a role?
I've said what I'm going to say. With all due respect, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said what I'm going to say on the subject. What I said in the caucus yesterday got an overwhelming response from my members because they know what the facts are and what we're responding to. We respect the value of every member of our caucus. The diversity of it all is a wonderful thing. Diversity is our strength. Unity is our power. And we have a big fight, and we're in the arena. And that's all I'm going to say on the subject. If you want to waste your question, you can waste your question.
Now, of course, Nancy's talking about AOC and Omar and Tlaib and a few others that are just going after her and calling her racist and this, that, and the other. And even the Black Caucus is William Lacey Clay, Democrat out of Missouri, has chastised AOC for using the race card and is told her to cut it out. Now, does that mean AOC will cut it out? No, of course not. She's not smart enough because, after all, she's AOC, right? The all-powerful AOC. And, of course, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with everything that's going on. Now, something that I'm going to be talking about a little bit more at length with Denise Simon. Did you hear what's going on in Puerto Rico? Well, two former Puerto Rican government officials, Julie Kelleher, who was the education secretary until April, and Angela Avila Madero, who led Puerto Rico's health insurance administration until June, have been arrested by the FBI on corruption charges along with four other people. Now, this is big stuff in Puerto Rico because of what's been going on. They allegedly directed $15.5 million in contracts within their departments to businesses that they had personal ties with or were involved with directly, financially, and professionally. Even if the business was unqualified for the job they got the contract for. Now, this is big stuff. This is big news. So in the process, the Puerto Rican governor, Ricardo Rosello, who is not implicated in the corruption investigation, however, has been involved in some other things. The chairman of the Natural Resources Committee that oversees this Puerto Rico is now calling for Rosello's resignation, because he, as a governor, has lost all accountability. And this is Raul Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona, who is saying that the governor of Puerto Rico needs to step down. This is big stuff, folks. And it's all part of the corruption that we know about in Puerto Rico that I was telling you about when you were hearing about the stuff that couldn't get delivered because of the hurricanes, the back-to-back hurricanes. And the reason for that was because the drivers went on strike that hauled the containers for more money. They took their trucks home, and they couldn't get back to the port because of the down trees and the down power lines everywhere that they couldn't get their trucks underneath the wires. They had to wait till the streets were cleared. Now, this is something worth watching, to see where we go from here with all of this stuff. And we will keep our eyes on it. And as I said, I'm going to be talking about it at length with Denise Simon. I just threw it out there for right now. Now, Representative Collins, Doug Collins from Texas, who is on the House Judicial Committee, has come out and said the circus will continue on the House subpoenas with a Democratic-led panel playing, at the very least, politics with all the people that they're planning on calling. Again, Nadler and company, he's subpoenaed Jared Kushner, Jeff Sessions, and 12 people in general, former members of the Trump administration and some current members. Who knows what's going to go on there? By the way, there is a report that the surge of illegal immigrants from Latin America in 2019, this year, right now, is up 10% from what it was the year before. Up 10% from what it was the year before. That is significant. That is very significant. Speaking of something else that's significant, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed above 20,000 points for the first time yesterday. And wow, that's all I can say to that. Wow. Right now, it's still trading above 20,000 points in the 27,000 points in the futures market. Matter of fact, everything is slightly green, not heavily green today, but slightly green when it comes to the Dow futures, the NASDAQ futures, and the Standard & Poor futures. Everything is right now trading in the green. Might that change? Yes, we don't know. But we'll watch. And also, Joe Manchin, who is the senator, senior senator from West Virginia, said that the United States will need more allies than ever to try to alleviate the Iranian situation. Now, he does not say what the alleviation would be. He just says we need more allies. Okay, so we'll see what happens. And in the meantime, the Affordable Care Act is now leaving more Americans with some really tough choices because of the price of the insurance, number one. Do you get insurance through the Affordable Care Act, or do you just say, nope, can't afford it anymore, I'll take my chances, and you jump on the Medicare or Medicaid bandwagon? We'll see. We'll see. All right. Coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere, because this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on the air all night long, Monday through Saturday. And we will be right back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I will be issuing an executive order to put this very plan into effect immediately.
President Trump wants to know how many people are living here legally in the U.S., and since he can't get the question on the 2020 census form, he's issuing an executive order.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying,
in my view, the government has ample justification to inquire about citizenship status on the census and could plainly provide rationales for doing so that would satisfy the Supreme Court. Therefore, there is no question that a new decision to add the question would ultimately survive legal review.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy and how they can help you.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know some of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion. You're wondering what to do. Should you change your occupation? But there's help. Help's on the way. I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. All you got to do is check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Ask to take the tour. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And set up an appointment. Again, ask to take the tour. And when you get them, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Well, a senior military officer has accused the Air Force General, tapped to be the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, of sexual misconduct, potentially jeopardizing his nomination. Now, members of Congress have raised questions about the allegations and the military investigation that found insufficient evidence to charge him. Where do we go from here? Stay tuned. And the world has not seen a nuclear strike in combat since 1945, when two nuclear bombs were dropped in Japan. But a nuclear attack from an enemy, a potential U.S. counterstrike, is a scenario that's drawing renewed attention from the Defense Department as the military prepares for the grim prospect of full-scale combat operations involving nuclear weapons. In addition, Army General Mark Milley headed to the White House in November to be interviewed for the top military job in Europe. He emerged from the meeting as with an even loftier prize. President Donald Trump asked Milley if he wanted to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And by the way, remember the Iranian gunboats that tried to seize the British tanker the other day, and they were thwarted away by the British ship that was there, the frigate? Well, that base has been very active lately, with boats going and coming all day and all night out into the Straits of Hormuz, out into the Gulf of Oman. And it looks like as if they're scoping out another ship that they may either try to attack with those mines that they like to put on the ships, or that they might commandeer the ship and try to hijack it like they did the one yesterday. Also, Navy Secretary Richard Spencer will nominate the 3-star former head of Navy's Cyber Command to become the 32nd Chief of Naval Operations, a deep selection for the Sea Service's top officer unseen since 1970. How about that? The former head of the Navy Cyber Command is going to be running the Navy. And that may be a good thing. Now, overseas are military operations that are going on. Military leaders and civilian leaders ignored a lot in both the planning and the ensuing of 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan are now starting to speak up to prevent another Afghanistan from flaring up in the area. Now, a new report finds that the most important thing that they ignored was each other over the past 18 years. They need to start paying attention to what's going on. By the way, ship deployments, more high-level exercises could help stabilize Latin America. Because when you think about the great power competition, you probably think about Russia and China and the Eastern Europe and in the Pacific. But both of those countries are meddling now in South America. And U.S. Southern Command's Chief of Operations told lawmakers this week that we need to have a bigger presence right here in our backyard. In addition, France's Defense Ministry acknowledged Wednesday that U.S.-made missiles captured from the self-styled Libyan National Army actually belong to the French military. Wow. Now the question remains, how did that happen? We'll find out soon, I'm sure. And the call of the importance of maintaining regular dialogue between the two sides as a mean of reducing the chance either side may make a miscalculation that could quickly escalate into a potential conflict is being addressed, according to the U.S. Navy. Certainly don't want something being touched off accidentally now, do we? And the German government has rebutted a U.S. request for ground troops in Syria, setting in motion a familiar script of celebration and condemnation across political camps in Berlin that shows how divided Europe's economic powerhouse remains on the use of the military. Well, it's their responsibility as a member of NATO. That's my understanding. And Iran's release last month of Nizar Zaka, a Lebanese businessman with U.S. permanent residency after 4 years in prison, was meant to be an opening of the U.S.-Iranian peace talks and the nuclear talks that they were going to be revising again, according to Western sources familiar with the issue. We'll see where that goes. By the way, our president has threatened Iran with additional sanctions after the country exceeded the uranium enrichment cap. President Trump warned that his administration would soon substantially increase sanctions on Iran after that country exceeded the uranium enrichment and those limits that were laid out by Obama back in the nuclear deal that we made in 2015. That didn't look very well for Barack Obama. Thank you very much. But then again, we are where we are, right? And a Pentagon contract worth billions is set to shake up the moving industry because in government, nothing is more important in military life than moving. And at some point, you will be asked to move. You'll be part of it. And if you have a family, if you have a home, you're going to have to uproot everything, load it in the family truckster and the moving van that comes along and send it to your new, place, wherever it is that you're going to be living at. That happens a lot in the military, as a lot of you know. Also, Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has outlined potential exceptions from a pledge to recuse himself from decisions involving his former employer, Raytheon Corporation, reflecting the move to the top of the Pentagon decision-making. We'll see how that plays out in the days and weeks to come. Mark Esper's in line to be the defense secretary. Okay, we're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break. And remember, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch live all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All righty, Highway Junkie, bringing us into the Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you by your favorite local Pilot and or Flying J Truck Stop. Check them out today. They're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, got to get right to the Gulf of Mexico area because of Tropical Storm Barry and what it's affecting right now. Some of the bands of rain and wind are starting, the initial bands are starting to come in, and they are affecting areas of I-35,
10 from the western panhandle of Florida, Pensacola east about 30 miles, all the way across to the Texas, Louisiana line. Now, there is a danger of this storm, Tropical Storm Barry, as it develops today into Saturday morning, when they believe it will come ashore sometime early Saturday morning around New Orleans, around that area. Now, there's a danger of a life-threatening storm surge inundation along the coast of southern and southeastern Louisiana, where a storm surge warning is in effect, along with a hurricane warning. Now, the highest storm surge inundation is expected between the intercoastal city and Shell Beach. Residents in these areas should be listening to any advice given by local officials, and please follow the advice. If they tell you to leave, leave. Don't argue. Now, the slow movement of Barry will result in a longer duration of heavy rainfall. It's currently moving west, barely moving, at 3 miles an hour, adding more moisture to it, building up more power. And as of the last hour, it was still a 50-mile-an-hour tropical storm. But I suspect when the next aircraft goes in about another hour, we may have a different situation. We'll let you know. Because the longer it stays out there in water and churns around in that 90-degree water, the better the chances are you're going to have yourself a fairly substantial Category 1 hurricane, at least. Now, the flood threat along the central Gulf Coast and inland through the lower Mississippi Valley through the weekend into early next week is a real possibility. Flash flooding and river flooding will become increasingly likely, some of which will be very significant, and especially along the east track of the system. Remember, the east side of the storm is always the worst, and hurricane conditions are expected along a portion of the coast of Louisiana, where a hurricane warning has now been issued. Now, residents in these areas should rush their preparations to completion, as tropical storm conditions are expected to arrive in the warring area this morning around daylight. So keep that in mind. Now, I'm looking at what's coming in the New Orleans area and east of New Orleans over towards the Mississippi line, and there's going to be a lot of rain, a lot of water. There will be wind. How much, what kind, don't know yet. But as I said, right now we're talking about 50-mile-an-hour winds sustained with some higher gusts. Now, at the very least, it's going to be a very powerful tropical storm, but it's going to dump a lot of rain. And that rain could be as much as 2 feet in some areas. 2 feet in some areas. Now, my best suggestion to you is if you're out there going east-west, instead of being on I-10, starting daylight today for at least the next 24 hours, I'd say get up on I-20 and run I-20 across. And, of course, this storm, we don't know where it's going to go other than inland and north. It's probably going to follow the Mississippi Valley, which is not going to be very good when you have a lot of the Mississippi River flooding, running over its banks because of the high water from the early snow melt that we had, all the high water and all the high temperatures that we had over the past few weeks that has created some other things, plus the rain, I might add, plus the rain. So keep that keep that in mind, and we'll see where all of that plays out. Now, don't forget, the pilots in Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. Find an Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. Might find a Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. But you will find out that the pilot in Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right. Joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Puerto Rico has fired up its ugly head again. There's some people, Democrats now, on the congressional committee that's responsible for overseeing Puerto Rico, calling for the governor's head because two of his former cabinet officials, if you will, people that were in charge of government agencies in the state, have been arrested.
That's right. Actually, there's more than that, but the most recent was two more. I think it came to around 15.5 million that was part of the monies that these officials, maybe we should say ex-officials now, were accused of steering to some other projects and personal items or personal accounts and whatnot. So, yeah, there's the most recent was two, including, I think, the Puerto Rican mayor. You know, so the United States is trying to recoup some of the money. Remember, too, I think we gave them, what, $70
billion? Yes.
Yeah, so fun times, but, you know, you can't oversee. I think if we remember correctly, Trump was trying to sound some of that warning. We'll give them the money, but somebody had better, you know, make sure that these are the things they're going to after Hurricane Maria. I think that was the last hurricane because they had two almost back-to-back, as I recall.
Right.
And, yeah, things kind of went sideways for a bunch of people.
And the other thing is that in lieu of what's going on here, there is another, and by the way, they are overseen by a committee that watches everything that goes on there in Puerto Rico. And as a result, the governor, they're finding fault with him. I guess they don't like the answers they're getting. And they've said, you know, there's people that are trying to get the governor to resign.
Yeah, that's true. You know, another agency, I mean, our agencies here are supposed to be overseeing where these monies go. I mean, we just don't give them $70 billion and say, hey, you know, go after it. No, we give them $70 billion and this is, you know, $2 billion for this and $1 billion for that, you know, so we make some earmarks. In one particular case, our housing and urban development was supposed to be watching over, and I guess that they were, and that's why we caught, you know, this one cat, Victor Cruz Quintero. He deposited $2.5 million that was supposed to go to housing and whatnot. Well, it went into just a payroll fund. Yeah.
And of course, the mayor, the San Juan mayor in Puerto Rico had gotten herself in all kinds of trouble because of all the selling coming out of the airport, of which she was indirectly involved. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back and a lot to talk about this morning. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.